Call to the booth. It's Wild Card Weekend, so you know we got to talk Sunday games in AFC North. And also, fantasy football is over, but we're going to help you pick up some money on DFS. So, Paul, drop that shit. To the booth, Wild Card Weekend. Better get your adult drinks ready, your wingdings, spicy chips.
Wing
everybody
dings.
Eats spicy. I call wingdings like, you know, the drumlets. You know what I'm saying? The little drumlets. Your hot chips, man. Hey, get ready, man. We got some great games going on Saturday, Sunday, man. I can remember it like it was yesterday. My first playoff game. I was a nervous wreck. I was a nervous wreck, Harrison. I remember like it was yesterday, man. I went to the stadium early. I studied my plays again. And I once the game started, I calmed down a little bit, you know. And I had a pretty good game, man. I had a pretty good first playoff game, man. So, you know, I think it was against the Houston Texans. I had Andre Johnson was my matchup. I had to follow around Andre Johnson, so it was a pretty heavy assignment for my first playoff game, man. But I think I gave him probably like 75, 80 yards, no tubs. All in all, it was a good day, baby. Playoff time, baby. What's up, Harrison?
Everything is great. I'm excited for this weekend. It's going to be a little odd.
No fans
this weekend because it's going to be the first. No fans. It is what it is at this point. But what's going to be different is no red zone.
Yeah.
No jumping from game to game to game to game. But it does allow you to lock in. And the one thing that we know for sure, we are going to see very good, if not great, teams playing. And I say that because by the end of the show, we're going to do our DFS. And I can't lie to you, it's a lot harder when you don't have the Jets. Or you don't have the Jaguars, or you don't have these teams to pick on, making a lineup, it's very, very difficult. But before we get to our playoff DFS, as we did with Chris in our earlier show this week, we're going to break down now the Sunday games that are happening. We'll start from the first to the last. We all know the situation with the Browns, with them not being with Kevin Stefanski, so we'll discuss that as our last game. But we'll start with the game that starts off Sunday, the Ravens, -3.5 at the Titans. Over under 52.5. We saw this game earlier this year. Derrick Henry ran all over them. We've seen Lamar Jackson at the same time really take an uptick ever since his COVID-19 positive diagnosis. Ever since he's come back, he's really ticked up. Granted, the schedule has been easier. Nonetheless, he has been playing well. Mike Vrabel's unit versus Jim Harbaugh's unit. How do you think this one pans out? By the end.
Ooh, now they get tough. Now they get tough, Harrison. Like you said, ain't no more Jets, ain't no more Cowboys secondary. It's over with, man. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, this started off. Damn, this the first game, Harrison. Shit.
Yeah, this might be my favorite game of the week.
This how we starting off our football week. This how we starting off the football week, right? Ravens and Titans, man. It's tough. That's a super hard game, man. And if I was going off last time, I'd definitely pick the Titans, but I go off, like, football. So I look at football like, all right, this team, they socked them in their face first. That team always want to come back and sock them. Now they kind of the aggressor this time because y'all beat us last time. So, and I think the Ravens is out for blood, man. So I'm going to take the Ravens -3.5?
-3.5.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens -3.5, man. I like them to get out early, get up to a little lead, and then Tennessee to start doing their thing. You know, they don't go away from their offense. They run their show. They're going to keep giving the ball to Derrick Henry. And I like them to just kind of almost run out of time. I like them to make it close, but kind of run out of time and maybe lose by four or five points. Something close with a late push by Tennessee. But I think it's going to be a little bit too late, man. So I'm going to ride with the Ravens. Ride with that defense and Lamar and take them -3.5.
as much praise that Lamar Jackson got last year and as he's been starting to get at the end of this year, it's a big moment for him this upcoming Sunday because he's lost his last two playoff games, back-to-back losses in their first game in the playoffs. What does he need to do differently from those performances that have led to his shortcomings in the playoffs?
I have to go back and really, you know, check out them games. I remember them, but I don't, like, remember them perfectly. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to sit here and act like I remember them games perfectly. But to get this win, man, Lamar got to be Lamar, man. And when we think about Lamar, we think about the new age Michael Vick, you know what I'm saying, running that rock. So I think he got to use his legs. Use your legs to create everything else, man. Dictate your defense with your legs like you've been doing. So don't be shy to use your legs. Sometimes Lamar come out and act like he don't want to run. He want to sit in the pocket. Fuck all that, Lamar. Run for 200 like Derrick Henry on today and make them play man coverage and then or make them play some type of zone coverage. And then you could pick your poison. You could start hitting them seam routes and stuff like that, man. But I think he got to be vintage Lamar. Run every fucking chance you get and make them adjust to it.
All right, that is a hell of a summary there. I'm with it. Definitely going to be interesting to see what happens on the back end if they do lose, because we've seen the tide turn against him after, especially after this most recent playoff loss. Let's go ahead to New Orleans, and when we broke down the Saints playoff superlatives, one of the things that we said that's going to work to their that they won't be able to take advantage of more than maybe any other team, because even the Bills are having fans. The Saints won't have any fans, and we know what that does for that team. We also don't know really what's going to happen with Michael Thomas as well. And they just went through this past week having issues at the running back position with the whole running back room being out. And we don't know what type of Alvin Kamara might come back because we've seen guys complain about COVID-19 or rather yet address their concerns with COVID-19. Myles Garrett is one of those players who said he's need to use the oxygen mask more than he used to after being diagnosed with COVID-19. So we don't know really know how it's going to play out with him. It's a big unknown. With that being said, let's look at the line. The Bears, I'm sure Danny Trevathan owes you a shout-out, are 9.5 at the Saints. It's a 47.5 over-under. Mitch Trubisky in the playoffs for the Bears. David Montgomery went down for a brief moment there on Sunday against the Packers, but he managed to survive. Will they survive and make it to the next round potentially?
Man, shout out to them Bears, man, for that month of December they put together, man. That take heart. You know what I'm saying? That take a lot of heart to go on a run like that and get in that tournament, man. So shout out to them boys. I didn't know if they was going to make it. I didn't know what was going to happen. I really thought they wasn't going to make it just because I thought the Cardinals was going to win that game against the Rams. But it ain't happened that way. So, shout out to them boys for making the playoffs, man. But I think it might come to an end on Saturday because the Saints is one of them teams, man. They just rolling. Seems like when they lose players, it make them stronger, man. They lose their quarterback, they go undefeated, and they look super strong. So their defense get the balling. That's what people ain't talking about. Their defense is one of their strong points of that whole team, man. So I'm gonna go with the Saints, but that 10 points is kind of high. So I'm gonna go with the Bears to cover. Lose by 7, lose by 4 or 5 or something like that. I like them to play some ball, run the ball like you said, and manage that clock. But I like the Saints to win the game, but I like the Bears to cover.
Yeah, it's not going to be a favorable position if you just look at the matchups as we've been looking at all year with Marshawn Lattimore, particularly probably shadow covering Allen Robinson, which would mean Mitch Trubisky would have to look at other guys like Darnell Moody or Jimmy Graham. Cole Kmet, yep, as the other tight end. These guys are not necessarily the guys that you would want to target, but it looks like Allen Robinson could get that shadow coverage. So, you know, Allen Robinson could surprise everybody, and if he does that, it could go well. They actually played this year. Paul pointed this out. This year he had 6 receptions for 87 yards and a touchdown. I think here the prop bet actually is 75.5 yards for Allen Robinson. What do you got?
It'll be around. I think it'll be the same, 75 to 85 yards. Marshawn not going to give up too many big plays. And
so you're over-under on that, 75.5. Yeah.
It's playoff time, man, so he's going to have a bunch of targets. I'm going to go over. He'll go over. It'll be 89 or something like that. He'll have 91 yards, 89 yards. It'll be a little bit over that, not too much over that. But he don't get in the zone. They're going to have a great game plan for him. Somebody else going to have to score touchdowns this week, man. Jimmy Graham going to have to definitely get active. But Allen Robinson going to have their best DB on him, and he's going to have a little help over there. So no touchdowns for him, but definitely over the 75.
Alvin Kamara, coming off of COVID, if he does play, here's a prop bet for you. Combined yards, receiving and rushing, 129.5.
Over.
Over, under.
Over. Over 129.5. Playoff time. Kamara, this is when all the old screen plays and swing plays from the beginning, the Reggie Bush screens that Drew Brees love to do. All that stuff is going to come back into play, man. And then it's kind of a blessing in disguise Drew was gone because they didn't use Kamara in the same way. So them 7 weeks of film was like minimum Kamara, you know what I'm saying, as far as the pass game. But a lot of that stuff is going to come back to life. If they get close in the red zone, you know he going to get the totes. But I say definitely over 130, man. He going to have over 130. It's going to be a huge Kamara week, especially with no Mike Thomas. Even if he play, I'm telling you, that high ankle sprain is a motherfucker. So he still won't be the Mike Thomas of last year, man. So the game plan is going to be super Alvin Kamara this week.
I missed over the projections or the prop bets for the first game. I already assume you think Lamar Jackson's going to have over 234 yards passing and rushing combined, for sure.
Over 234.
The interesting one, Derrick Henry, 115.5 rush yards versus the Ravens. Over, under.
Over, over. I think the Ravens will hop out. The Ravens going to hop out, get a little lead. And, you know, that's going to kind of make them start playing kind of their softer defenses. And Derrick Henry going to run it up. And that's going to be part of their comeback is giving it to Derrick Henry. And he going to run it up a little bit. So I say over the 115.
Unfortunate situation for the Cleveland Browns fans. And as we alluded to, Kevin Stefanski not coaching for the team as he has been diagnosed with COVID-19. The Browns are plus 3.5 before that diagnosis. Since then, it's jumped to plus 6. They're at the Steelers. Over-under is 46.5. How you see it playing out?
This a tricky game, man, for real. Because you want to pick Pittsburgh. I want to pick Pittsburgh, man. And, you know, just because they whooped their ass at the beginning of the year. They set their OGs and their captains. They still fought with them hard. But I don't know. Something telling me Cleveland finna just do something. Something telling me Cleveland gonna come out and have one of them real tote games. They gonna have a nice tote game. So I'm gonna take Cleveland plus the 6, man. I'm gonna ride with Cleveland plus that 6. If Pittsburgh win, it's gonna be a late second field goal to win the game. They gonna win by 1 point or 2 points. But I'm gonna take Cleveland plus that 6. They gonna cover.
Nick Chubb over under 79.5 rushing yards.
Over. Nick Chubb finna have a day. He gonna break more tackles than we ever seen him break.
Baker Mayfield over under 219.5 passing yards.
Passing yards 219. I'm gonna go. Ooh, this is tough. It's gonna be right around. I'm gonna go under. It's gonna be like 200, right around 190 something, 200. But it's gonna be a heavy Chubb day, man. So heavy Chubb, heavy Hunt day on the ground. So I'm gonna go under that 219.
Big Ben, last one. Big Ben, over under 2.5 passing touchdowns.
Over. Big Ben gonna throw 3 tubs. One of them gonna be to the running back.
All of that insight that you gave us is setting the table for us to do DFS. So when we come right back, we're gonna do our lineup for the Sunday slate on DraftKings. Be right back.
Happy New Year from our sponsor over at Manscaped, man. That's the best below-the-waist man's grooming in the world. So look, you want to bring in your new year with the right tools to get the job done, man.
And the one thing that we do, Akib, around here with our sponsors, we like to try them out. So I know you got the Manscaped entire package. I ain't want to ask you about your private parts, but I'm assuming it's done you
well. This business, though, Harrison, so it's a little bit different, but I got my pack from Manscaped. I usually, you know, I have my own routine for my grooming. It sucked. But now I got, you know, a real edger. Basically, it's like a haircut. Same thing you use to cut your hair. You can use it in the shower. So now it's sitting in the shower. I might charge it up, put it back in the shower. And I ain't gonna lie to you, look, hard to reach areas. I even had wifey come help me, baby. You need right here, you feel me? Wifey can help me on the hard to reach area. It's the best shit that happened to my household in a long time, Harrison. I ain't gonna lie to you. I love it. Wifey love it, man. Manscaped, man. We love the pack, baby.
I think you're referring to the lawnmower 3.0. It's on point for sure. I've used it. I don't have a wifey over here, but I use it myself. I think I do a good job. Maybe I'll get to that level. The ball toner as well, a very good thing to have as well. And there's even the ball deodorant as well.
Got Akiva. The deo too.
Because I've seen how it gets in the gym sometimes. Yeah. Your A1 plus D1 gym. Especially
get smoky over here sometimes.
I did see a video clip of maybe you getting smoked by one of your guys you were training.
I won't call it smoke, but you know what I'm saying? But he did have a nice release off the line, man. You know what I'm saying? And he a young man, finna go to college and stuff like that. So look, I'ma encourage when I send all my young boys packages, I'm sending the Manscaped packages. I just sent my nephew back with half of my pack just so he can have some deodorant. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't give him my mower. I told him I ordered him his own mower. But I'm telling you, man, all in all, if you keep your stuff groomed, you probably need the deodorant less. You know what I'm saying? It'd be the stanky hairs that what got you stanky down there. You remove them stanky hairs, you'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? So a great package, man. The toner, deodorant, man, the mower.
The and
they even
reviver.
Give you a nose trimmer. They even give you a nose trimmer, man, for the guys who got hairs hanging out their noses, man. Hey, Manscaped, I love it. I love it, Harrison.
So you guys heard the man. Go ahead and get your package now. Head on to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping with the code NoFlyZone. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Just use our code NoFlyZone.
2021 is a new year, new balls.
We're back with more Call to the Booth. That's Aqib Talib. I'm Harrison Sanford. We still doing DFS, even though it's not the regular season. And as we alluded to, it's a bit more difficult this time of year because it is the playoffs. We have about 10 minutes left in the show. I am literally going to set a stopwatch for us. We have 9 minutes to solve the equation of picking a lineup during wildcard weekend. For Sunday specifically. So with that being said, Aqib, we're going to get started in 3, 2, 1.
Oh, start the clock.
Start the clock. It's on now.
Start
okay.
the clock.
And I'll keep us updated.
Quarterback first. Let's go Big Ben. I like Big Ben. Ticket, 5,700. Is it 57? 6,100 against Cleveland. Like I said, I like Ben to throw 3 tubs.
Okay.
Let's go running back. Running back. Ooh, that Derrick Henry looks super interesting.
Just for the people who are only listening, Derrick Henry is at 9,200. Alvin Kamara, we don't know the situation, 8,500. David Montgomery, 6,900. Nick Chubb, 6,700. J.K. Dobbins, 6,600. Then you got James Conner, Kareem Hunt, Latavius Murray, Gus Edwards at 5,400. Those are some other options as well.
All right, let's go Chubb, man. Let's get our thing filled up, and then we'll adjust if we have to adjust. So let's go Chubb. And
Chubb at 6,700 is cheap when you got Derrick Henry at 9,200 for sure.
Exactly. Let's go Chubb, and then for our next back, man, why don't we try? Let's go Chubb.
You want to try wide receiver?
Yeah, let's go
wide
outs. Let's go wide outs. Let's take our one. We need 3 wide outs.
Okay. Yep. Which wide outs in the best position? I mean, obviously you like Ben Roethlisberger.
Yeah, so I like, let's go Juju.
Maybe you just take the cheapest.
Let's go Juju.
You want to take
Juju
for sure? Yeah,
I want to take Juju for sure.
Okay. Is there something about, you just like the slot matchup
against
Cleveland?
Yeah, I just like Crunch time being going to his crunch time guys, he going to believe in it. This is the kind of games where, you know, this is why Juju is Juju, because these kind of games, you know what I'm saying? So Juju going to show up in these kind of games, especially in that red zone.
It'll be it'll be the first playoff game for Chase Claypool, and we have seen Deontay Johnson have an issue with the drop. Definitely. So in a playoff game, I can definitely see.
Yeah, you want to go with your bread and butter. Yeah, you want to go with your bread and butter. With that being said, man, Drew gonna be throwing it to Emmanuel Sanders. Let's go put Emmanuel Sanders on there.
Mm-hmm.
Let's throw E up there.
Nice call there.
He coming off. He coming off that little bonus. You know what I'm saying? He feeling good too.
Yep, especially with we don't know the status of Michael Thomas. They're gonna have to throw the ball at some point. Let's go to defense real quick, because I know that's gonna be probably the easiest one. The cheapest defensive play is $2,200 for the Titans, $2,500 for the Browns, $2,800 for the Bears, $3,300 for the Ravens. Do you like any of those?
I really don't.
Obviously, the Saints are probably in the best spot at $3,800 against the Bears. Obviously, these are all good teams. So exactly, now you're thinking, who's going to get a turnover? Who's going to get, like, a potentially special teams punt return? Like, this is where it comes down
hell
to now.
Yeah, let's go. I like Cleveland, man. I think I'm going to go Cleveland. Cleveland. I like Cleveland to get a turnover, man. Some type of pick or something. Let's put them in.
Sack?
Yeah, okay. Something.
Yeah, so...
some sacks. Sacks get you money too, right?
Yes, and they give you points for sure.
Yeah, I like a couple sacks from them boys in the pick.
So you identify, is there now, do you want to try and go with another running back in the flex?
Let's go tight end first.
Okay. We are now at 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
3 minutes, 30 seconds left. All right, let's throw money.
Oh, no, no. That's how much time we spent so far.
Let's throw Money Andrews in there, man. He for sure going to get in the zone. He's the standard. So now we got 20K. Okay. So really, we got shit. We good. We could $5,000 a person right here, for real.
Yep. And we might be able to get a little cheapy. Now, can I throw in a suggestion?
Go ahead.
Can we potentially think about Gus Edwards? Goal line carries.
You like Gus?
Against the Titans.
Well, yeah, I like Gus to get them goal line too, but
at a $4,400 price tag, I think he's at least a decent placeholder. Yes,
man, I will go before I go Gus Edwards. I'll go Montgomery for real. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh no, I'm looking at the wrong Montgomery. My bad. I'm looking at Ty. I'm looking at the wrong.
Oh, you looking at Ty?
Yeah, I'm
Montgomery.
Looking at that ticket with Ty Montgomery. I ain't looking at that.
Oh yeah, if David Montgomery's at 4,100.
What? Look, I'm like, we gotta go do that. You feel me?
Yeah.
What that C-19? What's COVID-19? Okay, so we don't know. If, yeah. We don't know if they plan. They should be back though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a tough call. I mean, J.K.
A running back, a receiver, and a flex.
I mean. I mean, you could spend up at Derrick Henry, but then you're really fucked.
Then we got 10 bands. All right, let's go. Let's throw Derrick Henry in there. Let's throw Derrick Henry in there for our running back. Boom. All right, so now we got 9,800.
Okay.
All right, so now we can shot.
9,800 isn't bad to get
that
two.
That ain't bad.
Try and get two guys.
That ain't bad at all.
We might have to drop down from Andrews. But now we have Ben Roethlisberger, for those who are only listening. Ben Roethlisberger, Nick Chubb, Derrick Henry, Juju Smith-Schuster, Emmanuel Sanders, Mark Andrews, and the Browns defense. We still need a wide receiver, and then we need a flex. And we have $9,800
left. How much time we got left?
So we might be – we got –
about 4 minutes.
We got about 4 minutes, 4 minutes and 30 seconds.
All right.
So how – let me throw out some
what if we
options.
Throw Claypool
Do you
want to
try Marquise – do you like Marquise Brown at $5,400?
Mm-mm. Hollywood. I like Claypool better than I like Marquise Brown. Let's throw Claypool in there.
Okay. So at least for $4,600. That would get us Jared Cook. Usually people don't play two tight ends, but Jared Cook has been Drew Brees' other target.
Hell yeah.
We know the Bears are not good against tight ends.
And Jared Cook, he wasn't bad for me on my fantasy all year. He was like hit or miss. He was on and off, but he was really on when it was Breeze there. Breeze going to be there on Sunday. So let's go Jared Cook, man. Wipe our account clean. Jared Cook. Ooh, I like that. I like that lineup right there.
Yeah, that's like actually, that yo, right that's, no. Yeah.
I ain't going to lie. I like that lineup right there, man. We just put that shit together right there. Right. Y'all trying to pick up some paper this weekend? Do this exact same lineup right here, man. This it.
All right, Keith, one time with a one word on one thought on each player.
I got you.
And if you could go and you could name the price for them too.
Okay, quarterback, we got Big Ben, 6,100. He going against Cleveland, man, for the third time. And he a future Hall of Famer. He Big Ben. He love these kind of situations. Okay, then we going Chubb. We know it's going to be a heavy dose of Chubb. If you beat Pittsburgh, you got to run the rock. We going Derrick Henry, man. He's the best back in the league, 2,000 yards. We know he getting 28 to 30 carries this game, so you might as well ride with him. Big Ben is a smart quarterback, so he's going to go with his bread and butter in situations like this. Juju Smith-Schuster is his bread and butter. With no Mike Thomas, we going Emmanuel Sanders. Emmanuel Sanders had 8 catches, and, you know, he's just starting to feel that vibe. He's starting to feel that vibe from Drew Brees, you know what I'm saying? Drew Brees starting to believe in him. He started to believe in him. He got hurt. He came back. He still could believe in him, and I think he loved Emmanuel Sanders. Then we're going to go Claypool, another weapon, the deep weapon for Roethlisberger. We just hoping he catch one bomb for a tub. That'll do it for us, you know? Then we're going with Mr. Consistent. Big Andrews, we know what he do. He the seam guy, he the red zone guy. Then at our flex, we're going to add in another tight end, Jerry Cook, 4,600. And, you know, that's basically Drew Brees' second favorite target. And on defense, man, we hoping we get some sacks and about one or two interceptions, a nice little punt return or something. We're going with the Browns, man, 2,500.
That spent all the money, but it's money spent well.
Money well spent, baby.
Yes, indeed. For Sunday, Sunday's DFS slate. Good luck to all of your teams. Good luck if you're putting down some chips on DFS this weekend. That is it for this week. Hope you enjoyed Chris Long. Hope you enjoy and come back next week. Keep any last words?
Y'all hit that button, subscribe, call to the booth. See y'all soon.